Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Star Fox is one of Nintendo's most recognisable game series, featuring anthropomorphic animals battling in spaceships to bring peace to their galaxy. Very similar in tone to Star Wars, and to a lesser extent, Thunderbirds. But rather ironically, most people don't seem to know about the other games in the series other than the first game, Star Fox, known as Star Wing in Europe, released on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System in 1993, and the most famous game in the series, Star Fox 64, known as Lilac Wars in Europe, released on the Nintendo 64 in 1997. Though most games in the Star Fox series play mostly the same as one another, though Star Fox Adventures on the GameCube is a particular exception to this, there was a Star Fox game that dared to be a little different from the other titles, but in the end, it arguably became the most overlooked Star Fox game of all, a game known as Star Fox Command. Star Fox Command released in 2006 on the Nintendo DS in most regions, and eventually released in Europe at the start of 2007. Like most other titles in the Star Fox series, the game predominantly features free-ranged and on-rail starship battles in space and various alien planets. However, the most defining feature of this game is that between battles, you are tasked with directly controlling the flight path of your allied ships and commanding them to attack enemy ships or incoming missiles before they have a chance to destroy your mothership, the Great Fox. Hence the game's title, Star Fox Command. And though the game shares the series' staple of travelling to different routes across the galaxy and experiencing different missions with each subsequent playthrough, Star Fox Command places more significance in this, as taking specific routes will result in one of nine possible different endings for the game. Some heartwarming, some unexpectedly dark, and some rather peculiar. Also like the earlier Star Fox titles, this game does not feature voice acting and the characters instead speak in a sort of gibberish noise language. And interestingly, after speaking into the DS's microphone at the start of the game, all the characters will speak using heavily modified versions of the audio clip you recorded. And in terms of the game's overall story, Star Fox Command takes place last on the game series' general timeline of events, especially due to the sense of finality in the game's possible endings, which is another way in which this game stands out compared to the majority of other Star Fox games, since over half of the games in the series are merely soft reboots or retellings of the events in the original Star Fox game. And though it's unfortunate to see that the Star Fox series has declined in more recent years, so much so that there hasn't been a new title released for almost a decade now, the characters of Star Fox unexpectedly made their return exclusively on the Nintendo Switch version of the Toys to Life space battle game Starlink Battle for Atlas in 2018, complete with special Star Fox missions and a unique side story involving the characters. And since that collaboration was received well, then there's still a chance that the Star Fox games could return one day. Join me again next time